This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Once inmates are paroled, a big challenge is keeping them from reoffending. Arts programs in California prisons have helped. Arts in Correction was the state's main venue for prisoners to use writing, music, drama, and painting to express their feelings in a creative and safe way. Yet the state cut its funding for the program a few years ago. Now advocates are pushing to restore creative workshops like one called Brothers in Pen.
My shoulders brushed the sides of the wall and bunk. As I paced the 9 feet of my cell between the sink and door, a scream echoed silently from my tortured soul, as hopeless dreams of a once meaningful life floated endlessly across my mind.
That's San Quentin inmate Paul Stopher reading from a short story he wrote behind bars. Creative self-expression is a proven force for change in prisons. Inmates in this creative writing class and classes like it are 40% less likely to commit crimes when they're released.
Sitting on the stainless steel throne in the back of my cell, a single tear rolled slowly down my nose and fell to the floor. I whispered to God, "Now it is enough."
Arts and Corrections lost its state support in 2010. Today, only a third of all state prisons have some form of arts programming left, thanks to private funding and volunteer support. KALW's Kyungjin Lee visited the program at San Quentin, and she brings us this story.
This is reading tonight?
Butler.
Every Wednesday evening, around 20 students finish up chow and trickle into the fine arts classroom next door. They sign in and set chairs into a circle. The room looks like a regular art studio, almost. The walls are filled with half-finished paintings, and band equipment is covered and tucked away. But the students wear prison-issued blue uniforms, and coiled barbed wire is clearly visible from the windows. Zoe Mullery has taught the creative writing class at San Quentin for 15 years. She loves how writing, and fiction in particular, allows her students to tap into experiences they haven't been able to explore.
People who have painful stories, people who have complicated, perhaps shameful stories. And we're gonna hear the end of Eric's piece. We missed the ending. We ran out of time last week, missed the ending.
The class can accommodate up to 3 readers per night. Mullery says there's a range of styles, including science fiction, children's stories, and memoirs.
Okay, so we'll try this again. This will be part two. You wouldn't believe what happened next. It was dark. Not just dark, but beyond dark.
The rest of the class falls silent, focused on Eric Curtis's words. Some stare down at the floor. Others have their eyes closed. He tells his story for about 20 minutes.
And things will be different, I promise. And the first thing we're going to do is find us a church.
Thank you. All right, let's comment.
Most of Mullery's students are lifers, but she doesn't know the exact crimes they've committed. It's prison etiquette not to ask. Their writing tells her who they really are.
The majority of people who come to my class are people that I feel like, well, this person is really working on, you know, being a person of integrity, a person who could live a life in the world that would be a life of giving and not taking.
James Metters has been in prison for 16 years on a third strike conviction.
I received a sentence of 35 years of life for second-degree unarmed robbery.
Metters says his drug addiction led him to steal, but his last sentence was heavy enough to wake him up.
I know if I'm ever going to get out, I'm going to have, you know, good behavior. I'm going to have to change. And so for me, I made the decision to change.
Metters was transferred to San Quentin 2 years ago and joined the creative writing class as soon as he got here. He says it helped him get a leash on his temper.
You know, instead of lashing back, you know, with anger or not listening when somebody gives you some constructive criticism, you know, not listening to people when they're trying to tell you, you know, something right, when they're pointing out some of your flaws and some things that could actually make you a better person.
Studies have shown the benefits of arts programming on prisoner rehabilitation. Fewer disciplinary actions behind bars, a lower recidivism rate overall. One study, for instance, found that 2 years after release, nearly 70% of Arts and Corrections inmates were still out of prison, a 40% improvement over the general prison population. Mullery says being able to see characters in a story, how they relate to and impact each other, actually teaches empathy.
People who've committed crimes need to understand anything. It's how they've affected other people. I mean, I feel like that's what's lacking in a criminal act, is that you're not considering how that's affecting someone else. And I feel like that's exactly what happens when you learn to be a good writer. You have to consider how each character experiences that story.
But in times of tight budgets, providing creative outlets for inmates has proven to be a disposable item. In 2003, the state cut more than $160 million from prisons, including more than $3 million for arts programming. In 2010, legislators killed the arts program altogether. Now that the state has a budget surplus, advocates may have their way. Some legislators are working to restore a limited number of prison arts programs in the state's new budget. Jerry Elster says that would be very good news for people behind bars. He got out of San Quentin 6 years ago and now works as an organizer for All of Us or None, a prisoner advocacy group in San Francisco.
I went in for a second-degree murder out of Los Angeles County. I was gang-related, gang-involved, and I took the life of one of my gang rivals during a gang altercation.
Elster says it took him almost 10 years in prison to start wanting something better for himself. He began by pursuing spiritual teachings and eventually connected with Zoe Mullery's creative writing class.
Once you get that those creativity juices to flowing, it's almost impossible to stop them.
Elster says he could have sped up his rehabilitation if he joined the class sooner. The same goes for the friends he left behind.
How many guys in prison, right, actually believe they can rap? You know, how many guys actually believe they really have something to say? You're going to be looking at the high 90-something percentile, right? If they had more room to go to a creative writing class, man, I'm going to teach you how to, where you can really learn how to do your rap. Not only learn how to do your rap, express yourself, be able open to express yourself in any way you feel you can do it in a positive way. I know they'll be into it.
Legislators say the final arts rehab budget will shake out this summer, which means even if they do, the programs might not get reinstated until next year. In San Quentin, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.